Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Now more than ever, the Wounded Knee Massacre should be remembered for its true place in U.S. history. That is the message from Hunk Papa Lakota historian Courtney Yellowfat. He is the chief cultural consultant and co-producer with the Densmore Lakota Songs Repatriation Project. He says the 135th anniversary of the Wounded Knee Massacre comes at a time of confusion and misrepresentation about historical events. Yellowfat says there was a time when Wounded Knee was considered the beginning of the end of Native Americans. He says it instead became a catalyst for resilience.
What happened at Wounded Knee, they thought they were going to extinguish us. It wasn't a battle, it was a silencing. What was once a great fire of my people, what they ultimately did was try to extinguish this, but we never went away. Their mistake was leaving one little ember burning of my people. There was life breathed into it over generations by these old grandmothers, grandfathers that kept our songs, kept our traditions, kept our language underground. And they fanned the flames, which is now burning. The blood spilled there did not end us. It planted seeds of a new resistance. That resistance is just built into generations now. Well, we're not battling them on a frozen tundra or a prairie or woodlands. We're battling them in court. We're battling them in legislation. We're battling them in the hearts and minds of like-minded people. And that's what they did. They really planted seeds of resistance.
That is historian Courtney Yellowfat. The annual remembrance of Wounded Knee this year comes after U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth emphatically rejected tribal leaders' calls to have the Medals of Honor awarded to soldiers involved in the massacre to be rescinded. Hegseth went so far as praising the soldiers for their bravery. Jeff Means is an associate professor of history and department chair at the University of Wyoming. He is Oglala Lakota. He says Hegseth's actions damage the federal government's connection to Native Americans.
It sends a clear message that the United States is not going to take responsibility for what happened. It also diminishes the horror of what happened. I mean, these people were given medals for taking Hotchkiss guns and firing them up the canyon where they knew women and children were trying to take shelter. And that was seen as a brave act. Things like that happened time and time again. And it's really just kind of a horrible message to send to all Native Americans about this. But it's a very political thing to do because the United States has always been very reticent to admit any wrongdoing in anything. This is one of the most egregious things that the United States has done. Of course, by saying that, he's appeasing the people that are mostly going to be voting for his political party.
That is Professor Jeff Means. In addition to remembering Wounded Knee, this is a time of year that descendants and others commemorate the public execution of 38 Dakota men in 1862. Willard Mailbear Jr. is the organizer of a memorial run. He is Hunk Papa Lakota. Mailbear says the run keeps the memory alive and meaningful for today's generations.
I think it just brings light to a lot of the injustices that happen. I think when both of our, the ride and the run kind of come together and the community there really sees it in person that, this thing happened, even though there's like a monument there in Reconciliation Park, I think the ceremonial act of doing these things to honor, the sacrifices that were made really kind of opens people's eyes up to see like, oh, this is still a thing. Like this isn't just like something lost in a chapter of the history books. This is something that people are still feeling. I think it brings a lot of light to a lot of things that kind of, evaporated into history and, brings a lot of the younger generations into realizing a lot of something that they may not think of when they're celebrating Christmas. I think continuing to do these kinds of ceremonies and these memorials just keeps it alive and, keeps the narrative going.
Mailbear says the Dakota 38 plus 2 memorial run and the conversations around Wounded Knee Massacre help him and others reflect on important historical events that have been mischaracterized or poorly represented in the past. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.